Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There is some major heat between Andrade and Sammy Guevara in AEW today, plus a major WWE creative change coming up, and with that, some new details on the White Rabbit storyline. For Wednesday, October the 5th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. Here we are once again talking about some major heat between two AEW roster members. Some Twitter eruptions took place last night. So it started on the weekend with Andrade's interview with Mass Lucha. And he revealed that Sammy Guevara had been upset with him for hitting him too hard. Andrade seemed to scoff at this complaint, but said he and Sammy had resolved their issues. Sammy Guevara seemingly responded to this on Twitter, not naming Andrade in a tweet per se, but saying, "You are a jobber, a favor hire. Be grateful, bitch." Andrade responded to this, saying, "I said it to your face. If you had a problem with me and you said nothing, I won't beat your ass because I'm a professional. Don't be scared. When I say something, I name names. I'm not scared to get fired. Hashtag Sammy." This was quote retweeted by Sammy Guevara, who said, "You didn't say shit to me, you liar, but here's some truth, you ungrateful prick. You would be jobless if it wasn't for your dad-in-law. Are you really mad at me or mad at yourself for failing to get over for a second time? Just go back to WWE like we all know you want to and fuck off." Andrade replied to this tweet saying, "Okay, I'm a liar. See you on Wednesday. I'll tell you to your face again. And nothing you say that you do not have any problem." Basically meaning that if you don't say anything, you clearly don't have a problem. But if you do, then you do. So, and the reaction to this online has been quite loud from fans and even one AEW roster member, Ricky Starks, putting out a tweet saying, "Man, can my co-workers just shut the fuck up for a minute?" So Ricky Starks, I think, echoing quite a few people saying that they're sick of seeing the AEW roster falling out in lumps. Now, a short while later, Press 10 Vance put out a tweet to hype up his match on Rampage against Andrade in his career versus Mask. And if Andrade loses, he is done with AEW. Andrade replied to this quote retweeted Press 10 Vance saying, "I hope to be able to arrive on Friday." Maybe hinting that he might not be at Rampage. Maybe suspended, maybe fired, maybe just doesn't turn up at all. Or maybe just a lot of bluster to hype up a match in another very strange way. Now, Tony Khan was in kayfabe talking about Andrade on My Mom's Basement. And this is in kayfabe. He says, "Andrade is a terrible guy. If Andrade loses this match, he would leave AEW forever. And frankly, you know, the way things have gone with Andrade and the way things have carried on, I think a lot of people might not mind that, but it'll be an interesting situation to follow." Sort of keeping it back on track with the match on Friday and not focusing on some of the tension seemingly backstage showcased online between Sammy Guevara and Andrade. Once again, eyes are on AEW Dynamite for a reason unconnected to the actual wrestling. little bit more White Rabbit news. We'll get to some of that in a second. Because we think we followed the trail and found who's been behind some of the creative that we have seen from this White Rabbit story WWE has been telling. Now, it was announced yesterday that WWE has hired Robert Fee, who has written a number of Marvel comics and produced several shows for Disney. And he has been hired by WWE in a brand new position named Director of Long-Term Creative. So this says that WWE are making a point to start writing long-term storylines and have somebody oversee them. PWInsider.com is told that under this position, Fee will be responsible for, as we say, overseeing that the company's long-term storytelling across all of the brands makes sense and maintains consistency for both WWE characters and the overall vision of the company. And he will be working under Bruce Pritchard in this role. Interestingly, Fightful Select reveal that Fee pitched a Fiend Bray Wyatt-related movie. And it resonated well, according to Fightful Select sources, with WWE higher-ups. It had the possibility of getting produced. However, Bray Wyatt got released shortly after this pitch was made and nothing ever happened. We have been told, say Fightful Select, that one of Fee's early projects with WWE has been the direction and production of the QR code-related cryptic messages that we have seen on television in recent weeks that has gained an incredible amount of buzz. So we were keen to get to the bottom of who is behind the White Rabbit stuff. In storyline, that is still to be discovered, and I think we'll probably have the answer for that by Saturday. But in terms of behind the scenes, it has the fingerprints of WWE's brand new director of long-term creative, Robert Fee. And it sounds as if this is going to be a very important get as WWE continues to change the future plans and the culture of the company.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Bring them out! Did you spot a few changes to NXT last night? The paint splatter era is over, and we're looking at white and gold logos and gold themes all around the arena. It looked really nice and really clean. It's now very prominent that more gold tones will be used across the arena going forward. It was also called by a few people online as a new era for NXT. Also, NXT featured a three-person announce team consisting of Wade Barrett, Byron Saxon, and Sudhu Shah. Now, Vic Joseph is absent because he's on his honeymoon. He's expected to be back in that role when he returns, but they may stick with a three-person booth going forward, with Sudhu Shah from NXT Level Up being a part of that mix now as well. We had a few Raw and SmackDown stars popping up on NXT last night as well. The Brawling Brutes appeared to challenge Pretty Deadly for the NXT Tag Team titles, an unsuccessful attempt to wrest the titles away from Pretty Deadly after interference from Imperium continuing their rivalry heading into Extreme Rules, and this Friday, where Sheamus will challenge Gunther once again for the Intercontinental title. We also saw Veer Mahaan make an appearance on NXT last night, teasing a reunion with former Indushare tag partner Sanger. Veer approaching Sanger backstage, leading to a stare down. Now, they have already reunited on a house show, which happened just last month. And that'd be the first time since they were split up in early 2021. Plans are reportedly for the pair to become monsters on the main roster soon. Should be an interesting one to watch and see how that develops. And eyes in NXT are on Halloween Havoc. Roxanne Perez and Cora Jade will meet once again in a Weapons Wild match, determined by Grayson Waller spinning the wheel and making a deal last night on the show. We also saw Julius Creed and Damon Kemp get amongst it, and they will compete at Halloween Havoc in an ambulance match. The added caveat that if Julius wins, then Brutus gets his much-lauded match rematch against Damon Kemp. However, if Kemp wins, Brutus Creed is gone from NXT. So as well as the Weapons Wild match and the ambulance match, we're also getting the ladder match for the NXT North American Championship. Carmelo Hayes, Oro Mensah, Wesley, and as of last night, Von Wagner added to the match. We have one more place, and it'll go to the winner of the match between Nathan Fraser and Axiom. And the NXT title will headline Halloween Havoc. Bron Breakker taking on Ilya Dragunov and JD McDonagh. Halloween Havoc looking like a really fun night at the wrestling, isn't it? Should be a fun show, which is coming up on Saturday night in October. Saturday, the 22nd of October. It is a WWE Network special. Possibly getting named Takeover Halloween Havoc. There might be a push to bring that name back. Certainly one that we will keep an eye on. A brand new episode of Desert Island Graps drops later today on the Cultaholic podcast feed. I am in the company of Impact Wrestling star Tasha Steelz. And Tasha Steelz talks about a whole number of things. Her love for kicks. She's got a lovely sneaker collection. And also some big plans that she's got to break down further barriers in Impact Wrestling. We've seen Tasha Steelz become the Impact Knockouts champion, the Impact Knockouts tag team champion. She competed in the first Queen of the Mountain, and she won the Ultimate X as well. So what's next for her? Well, she's got a few ideas of how she'd like to break down a few more barriers in Impact Wrestling.
Oh, you know what? I've asked myself that question every single time. And you're probably people will be thinking like, oh, do you want to go for the X Division title? Do you want to go for the digital media title? I don't mind getting in the ring with the X Division guys because they're from all walks of life. They're not just the smaller guys. They're bigger guys in the X Division. Like there's no limit to what the X Division is. I don't mind being a part of that. I would love to be the Knockouts World Champion one more time if that allows it. And me being the brightest star in the sky that I am, I know that's going to happen. A couple more things I want to do. I definitely have been asking, fingers crossing, for a Knockouts Lockdown. That should definitely come back. I think that's just the last type of match that I really want to compete in that I haven't competed. Oh, and also do a Iron Woman match, but not 30 minutes, 60 minutes. So those two things I want to accomplish. If it doesn't happen in Impact, if it happens elsewhere, as long as it happens for me, I will be happy. I can just retire, lay back, and go about other ventures. But yeah, those things I definitely want to accomplish before it's too late.
Full conversation with Tasha Steelz in Desert Island Graps ahead of Bound for Glory on the Cultaholic podcast feed and at patreon.com/cultaholic a little bit later on today. As we get ready for Extreme Rules this weekend, we are going to throw down 9 pitches for that pay-per-view. Myself, Andrew and Jack getting together to come up with some things that we'd like to happen or what we think are going to happen this Saturday. Some may or may not involve Bray Wyatt. That'll be on the YouTube channel and on the podcast feed later today as well. For the latest wrestling news throughout the day, including the latest on what's going on between Sammy Guevara and Andrade heading into AEW Dynamite, you can check out Cultaholic.com or ask your smart speaker to play Cultaholic Wrestling to get the latest wrestling podcast from us on your smart speaker. In fact, whilst you're there, why not give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts? It helps more people find the stuff that we do and helps us make more friends. Thanks very much for that. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.